Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, October 23rd, 2020. This holiday season, for the first time in 17 years, there will be no Christmas market at the Berlin Gendarmenmarkt. Organizer Helmut Russ justified his decision by saying that the health and economic risks had become incalculable in view of the increasing number of new coronavirus infections. The market was to take place from November 23rd to December 31st. According to Die Welt, the managing director of Weihnachtszauber Gendarmenmarkt estimates the economic damage at 22 to 25 million euros. Last year, about 900,000 guests visited the market, many of them tourists. According to the report, despite intensive discussions with representatives of the Mitte District Office and the Health Department, in which scenarios and hygiene concepts were played through, the decision was finally reached. Russ added that they did not want to take the risk of having to close the market immediately after opening. Only a few days ago, Russ had expressed confidence to the RBB that the Christmas market would open, as every year, a euro entrance fee was to be charged, but visitors would have had to book a time slot online. Thermal imaging cameras were to detect people with fever and also those without masks, but this concept is now obsolete. In Berlin, Christmas markets are permitted to open despite the rising number of infections, as recently decided by the Berlin Senate. A mask requirement will apply in all public areas, and no alcohol may be served after 11 p.m. Following the success of several restaurateurs before the Berlin Administrative Court, other bar, pub, or restaurant operators have filed urgent motions there against the curfew imposed by the Senate. A spokesperson announced that 20 new summary proceedings are currently pending before the court, behind which stand around 35 gastronomy establishments. When these cases will be decided on is still open. Due to the corona crisis, the Berlin Senate had recently issued a curfew for pubs and restaurants from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. 11 restaurateurs filed a complaint against it before the administrative court and were justified last week. For the time being, they are allowed to stay open later, but are not allowed to serve alcohol after 11 p.m. Although the Senate filed an appeal, it was dismissed by the higher administrative court. For now, however, the only urgent applications have been dealt with. The decision on the main issue is still pending. As Berlin Briefing reported earlier this week, Mayor Mueller announced after a Senate meeting on Tuesday that the curfew would be made legally binding and a regulation and a law change are planned in order to tighten the measure accordingly. Liebig 34, which was vacated a few days ago, caught fire on Wednesday evening. According to police reports, 50 cubic meters of garbage burned inside and in front of the building for, quote, reasons yet unknown. The blaze was extinguished by 30 firefighters 2 hours after it broke out, and per a fire department spokesperson, the extinguishing measures were extensive, and the building is now being inspected for fire and smoke damage. According to initial findings, no one was injured and the neighboring buildings were not damaged by the fire. The owner and the tenants had been legally arguing about the premises for several years. Per police, the eviction by an extensive force had resulted in violations of the Explosives Act, dangerous bodily injury, damage to property, arson, and breach of the peace. Regarded as a symbol of the radical left-wing scene, Liebig 34 was the subject of fierce controversy for a long time. After years of the owner fighting in court for its eviction, last week the building was finally handed over to him, vacated, and the interior furnishings and garbage was removed. After the damage to dozens of exhibits on Berlin's Museuminsel, a debate has flared up about the security of the artworks. while State Minister of Culture Monica Grütters announced a need for more detailed information, the deputy director of the National Museums in Berlin, Christina Hock, assured that a security concept was in place. In several Berlin museums on October 3rd, one or more unknown persons vandalized 63 works of art with an oily liquid in the Alte Nationalgalerie, the Pergamon, and the Neues Museum. According to the State Office of Criminal Investigation, the evaluation of video recordings has so far revealed no indications of possible perpetrators, and the staff interviewed has not been able to add any details. It is still unclear whether there is one or more persons involved in the crime. Minister of State for Culture Grütters announced on Wednesday that the National Museums in Berlin must again be asked questions about their security measures, stating, quote, "I therefore immediately asked the president to submit a comprehensive report on this to the foundation board. It needs to be clarified how these multiple incidences of damage could have gone unnoticed and how such attacks are to be prevented in the future." Hermann Potzinger, president of the Prussian Cultural Heritage Foundation, told RBB that the perpetrators' actions made it very difficult for surveillance and supervision in the affected areas to detect anything. He emphasized that the vandals were barely perceptible after evaluation of the surveillance cameras, clear evidence of their criminal energy. For him, there was no motive to be seen. Although there have always been art destroyers in the history of museums and art, the fact that, quote, "antiquity is now becoming a target," to him, is comparatively new. In response to Grütters' criticism on Wednesday, Vice Director Hock declared, quote, "Logically, we have a security concept. This is always being developed further in response to dangerous situations. 100% security for the objects would mean that we take them away from the public entirely." Jans-Jürgen Harras, who was responsible for the security of the museums, nevertheless declared on Wednesday that measures such as nighttime patrols have been intensified in response to the crimes. The Ernst von Siemens Art Foundation has provided €100,000 in emergency aid for the restoration of the damage. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember, we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Stay safe, Berlin, and thanks for listening.